All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. So we're very happy to be joined today by Ash Watt, who is an early childcare worker, member of the United Workers Union, and is also a supporter of Members First. So good morning, Ash.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Well, to kind of start off the interview, one of the reasons that we wanted to kind of do this interview was to kind of profile the kind of Members kind of First kind of campaign, but also to actually also get a sense of the kind of different industries that are being represented by United Workers Union. And, you know, as an early childcare worker, can you tell us about what are some of the industrial issues that are kind of affecting childcare workers right now?
Well, I think the major one is our chronically low pay. I think our early childhood workers are one of the lowest paid professions in the country. And it's been that way for a really long time. And that coupled with our really full-on working conditions. So early childhood workers work really long hours during the day. It's obviously very physically and emotionally taxing, and it's really regulated workspace as well. So as, you know, different regulations come in, we have extra work to do, but that's not reflected within our pay. And just working in a sector that sort of clearly isn't respected by the government, and by our society, I think by the families, but, yeah. It's really reflected in our pay and working conditions.
And what can you tell us about some of the demands that childcare workers have for the industry? And maybe even kind of what has been your assessment of, I guess, some of the campaigns that United Workers Union has been part of up to this point in terms of fighting for childcare workers?
Yeah, so we ran a big campaign where we were asking for a 25% pay increase, which I actually think was quite a modest ask considering where we sort of sit in the pay rate. So far, we've had a 15% increase from the government, which, you know, is good but just not enough. We're sort of asking as well for better ratios with adults to children on the floor. But, yes, so we're sort of only part of the way so far. We're trying to get more commitment from the government to enshrine that already 15% and hopefully get that extra 10% funded, yeah.
Yeah. And just before I go into the kind of question around Members kind of First, kind of just want to hear about some of your comments as a childcare worker about, I guess, one of the big elephants in the room when it comes to childcare. And this has been something that has been, you know, starting to be spoken about a bit more in the mainstream media, especially with some of the horrible kind of scandals that has happened in childcare. Yeah. And want to kind of hear about your comments on, you know, the issues of privatisation of childcare.
Yes. Well, I think those scandals really kind of highlight just how, just how extreme, I suppose, the outcomes can be. Like, this is obviously about staff well-being and respect for staff, but also this completely impacts children, and children's safety is at risk. So I guess with Members First and some of the issues we've seen with the union, or why I'm voting Members First, is I feel like we've missed some really key moments of action. I think childcare workers actually hold quite a potential for power and for getting what we want. We are an essential service. We saw that through COVID. But our union doesn't want to kind of push for, actual industrial action. You know, we've sort of done a few stunts, you know, sending postcards. We did a walk-off, which was really great and got a lot of media attention, but we're not really supported to actually take action that will push the government to act urgently, because it is urgent. Children's welfare is at stake. So, yeah,
Yeah. All right. Well, going into the kind of final kind of question, obviously, you mentioned a bit why you are supporting kind of Members First, but I guess I want to kind of hear a bit more about Members First, but also as an early childcare worker, you know, give me some of the reasons why, you know, make the case to, especially to any early childcare workers who might be listening to the program or might be listening back to the podcast, and are members of United Work or any, or just in general, any members of United Workers Union, you know, why are you supporting Members First and why should other people support it?
Yeah, so Members First are pushing for a union that's transparent, democratic and member-led. There have been some things that have happened within the United Workers Union that we haven't been happy with, just such as decisions being made without consulting members, meeting minutes not being released to members. So Members First will strive to make things more democratic, more transparent, actually consulting members, and I guess as well not engaging in the sort of dance with the Labor Party and trying to appease them as well. So actually fighting for the workers, and it will be run by workers as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that, Ash. And actually, just a reminder, just for our listeners, can you just let us know, when are the elections going to be taking place for the United Workers Union?
Yes, so ballots go out, I'm pretty sure it's April 27th, so they'll be mailed to people's home addresses, and so if you are a United Workers Union member, you can vote Members First above the line. Yeah, that would be great. So, yeah, I think just after next week, the ballots will be out in mailboxes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Ash. And yeah, just for our listeners, you can get more information on Members First by going on their website on, I think it's membersfirstunion.org. So yeah, many listeners who are members of the United Workers Union, or if you know any friends or family members who are also members of the United Workers Union or even early childcare educators, definitely get them informed about Members First.
Yes, I think it's a really exciting opportunity.
All right, thanks again, Ash, for being on our program. And all the solidarity from one childcare worker to another.
Yeah, thank you so much, and right back at you.